News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Now, speed limits should be cut to 30 kilometres per hour in towns across the country. That is the call from the Green Party in its local election manifesto. And Mairead Forsyth, the spokesperson for the Love 30 campaign, which is the campaign to do that very thing, joins us now. Mairead, we've been talking about this morning. Why is this a good idea?
Well, first of all, it reduces the number of deaths and serious injuries. The simple facts are that at a person hit at a car travelling 50 kilometres an hour has a 90% chance of dying. A person hit by a car travelling at 30 kilometres an hour has a 90% chance of surviving. So that's the first thing. There's a huge difference in terms of safety between 50 kilometres an hour and 30 kilometres an hour. So, you know, we have to do everything we can to reduce the number of deaths and injuries on our roads. And I think everybody is seriously concerned about the huge rise in recent times. And, you know, we need urgent action. And this is one way that straight away we can reduce the numbers.
Okay.
And the experience in other jurisdictions.
And what about people who would suggest that notwithstanding the fact that about 27% of road deaths are urban deaths, that many of those deaths are not caused by speed. They're caused by inattention, they're caused by driver error, they're caused on occasion by pedestrian error. Speed is the issue on certain roads for sure, but not necessarily the urban ones.
No, speed is a fact. It can be a factor in collisions, and even though other factors apply, of course. But if something does happen, the severity of the injury is much reduced at 30 compared to 50.
Okay.
And the other thing is that the evidence is that where the speed limits are reduced from 50 to 30, that actually the main beneficiaries are car drivers, because there are far less crashes between cars.
Okay.
So even though it may not
it
actually
is,
affect...
And I'm putting this to you simply because there's a rake of texts coming in saying this very thing.
Yeah.
It is quite difficult to drive at 30 kilometres per hour. It's very, very slow. What do you say to that kind of constant refrain?
It seems slow initially, but the reality is that driving in our cities, a lot of the time we're driving at a much slower speed than 30 kilometres an hour because of traffic conditions. But it's a question of people adjusting to it. I mean, any speed can seem slow if you want to drive as fast as you can. But, you know, drivers need to change their mindset. It's not about driving as fast as possible. It's about driving as safely as possible. And it's a question of getting into the habit, putting the car into a slightly lower gear, not going into the higher gear when you're in a lower speed limit area. Leaving the car in a lower gear makes it much easier to drive at the lower speed.
One thing I've noticed, Mairead, because there are parts of town, Dublin, that have the 30 kilometres per hour speed limit, including the Keys, obviously, but roads I travel myself every day, like Wellington Road, they would have that speed limit too. No one appears to stick to it.
Now, that is a problem. The roads you mentioned are particular problems. There is a problem getting motorists to adhere to the speed limits, and they will do it much more on residential estates where the roads are narrower and invite slower speeds. And in areas like the Keys, which we know are dangerous for people, where we know people have been killed, we need traffic calming measures so that the road invites a slower speed. We all know that if there's a lot of trees along a road, it makes it seem narrower and therefore slower. Bollards, chicanes, even the dreaded ramps can help people to slow down. And once you've been encouraged to slow down, then it's easier to go at the slower speed.
Look, thank you very much for coming on and discussing that with us this morning. That is Mairead Forsyth there, the spokesperson for the Love 30 campaign. And as we said, it is part of the Green Party local election manifesto to do this, to bring in the speed limit of 30 kilometres throughout the towns of Ireland. Love to know what you think on all of that.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.